This is Girl Talk
this
Radio.
This is Girl Talk
this
Radio.
This is Girl Talk Radio.
A program of the Girls Math and Science Partnership
and the Saturday Light Brigade.
Connecting the minds of girls
and women through science,
inquiry,
and broadcast technology.
We are changing the world.
We are changing the world.
We are Girl Talk Radio.
We are Girl Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mia. I am 12 years old and I live in Forest Hills.
And this is Gretchen. I'm 13 years old and I live in Wexford, PA.
We interviewed Andrea Arkin. She is a program officer for Global Links. Global Links recovers unused medical materials from hospitals and then carefully designs containers to send to hospitals in Latin America and the Caribbean.
Global Links is a nonprofit organization. We were established approximately 20 years ago. We work in 9 countries, and they are Cuba, Jamaica, Dominican Republic, Haiti, Guyana, Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, and Bolivia. On the one hand, we work with area hospitals to recover the medical surplus so that equipment from the hospital do not end up in the landfills. Then what we do is we organize donations of medical aid to send to recipient hospitals in our 9 countries. And we work in those countries with the World Health Organization and also with the ministries of health and the individual hospitals that are selected as priority hospitals to receive donations and to receive this medical equipment that we're sending.
Andrea told us what she does on an average day.
So I look at my emails and see if anything happened that I missed that might be something that I need to respond to. I touch base with my partner countries. I work with 5 countries, Jamaica, Dominican Republic, Haiti, Cuba, and Guyana. I just check in with them to make sure everything is going okay, see if there's any hospitals that are requesting anything specific for the day, then get into planning for shipments that are coming up.
Andrea tells us how she became interested in being a scientist.
I became involved and interested in humanitarian aid relief. I was traveling all throughout Southeast Asia and South and Central America, and just seeing how other people live and the basic needs that they don't live with, that we easily have access to in the United States, and just that there's so much waste in so many avenues where we could help people in other countries.
Every job has its ups and downs. Andrea said a favorite part of her job is when a country receives equipment that can really make a difference in many people's lives.
It is the best feeling in the world to hear back from a recipient hospital.
When she got out of college, she visited many different countries that inspired her to help those less fortunate. That experience helped her to choose her career, which let her improve the lives of many people.
We had just sent this hospital an infant warmer, and because of that was available in the room where the lady was giving birth, as soon as the baby was born, they were able to put the baby in the infant warmer and treat it so that it didn't have any problems because there were some complications to the birth, and the baby survived because of a donation.
Andrea had many different inspirations.
I traveled to Southeast Asia and also South America and Central America, and I was exposed to how other people live in the world and decided that for my career, I wanted to make a difference in the world. When I returned to the United States, I applied for graduate school, and I have a master degree in international development, and we also provide health support to hospitals in Latin America and the Caribbean, and it's just a fantastic job. I smile every day I go into work knowing that we're helping people.
Andrea chose this career because she wanted to make a difference in people's lives. The work she does makes her feel that she's changing the world.
Because we provide this medical equipment and supplies and furnishings to hospitals in rural areas where a lot of patients go to these hospitals because they can't get to other hospitals in the capital, for example, where they might have a lot of the equipment available. Because we're working here in the United States, we are able to get these materials to hospitals that could only dream of having these materials to help save people's lives.
Girl Talk Radio is brought to you with expertise from the Saturday Light Brigade
and the generous funding of GlaxoSmithKline Consumer Healthcare
and is copyright 2008 Girls Math and Science Partnership.
For more information, visit braincake.org.